A salary is the drug they give you when they want you to forget about your dreams.
Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. After a successful career in tech, suffering from burnout, stress, and anxiety, I walked away from a multiple six-figure career to chase my passions and purpose as a coach and entrepreneur. This show is going to inspire, equip, and empower you to do the same. Let's get it. Hello, friends. You may have noticed that the Mindset Monday episodes thus far have been more of me bearing my soul and sharing personal stories with some life lessons on mindset woven in. But you're still getting to know me, so I'll continue on that vein once more. Today, I'm talking about something that makes many of us, including me, cringe: our past. I think our pasts haunt us more than they maybe would have a generation or two ago because of the times we live in. For one, we freely share our lives on social media, and the internet has a very long memory. And two, we live in a cancel culture where things people have said or done in the past make them unforgivable, unwatchable, unlovable. If their past actions or words are counter to what the popular opinion of the day is, they simply must be canceled. And sure, some actions or words may actually be unforgivable and warrant the cancellation, but generally, I think not. Why? Because the foundation of this logic, or lack thereof, is that we are the same person now than we were whenever we committed the past sin. What a fallacy that is. We are all constantly evolving, for better or for worse, and we all have past versions of ourselves, both good and bad. Speaking of my own past, I can assure you I am a very different version of Alessia today as a mom, wife, and professional than the version who liked to party in college or the version in Chicago during my early to mid-20s. I want to be measured by my growth and contributions to the world and those around me, not by the past versions that may make me want to hide away. It's worth noting that those past versions also helped shape me into today's latest and greatest version, so I try to find gratitude for my past and to give myself grace and forgiveness when those cringy versions pop up to say hello. That being said, it can be really easy to cower to those pieces of us that we want to hide. And in doing so, we hide the best parts of us too. Past versions being exposed and brought to light can be terrifying, and it can stop us from moving forward at all. Funny story, I wanted to be in Congress or the Senate when I was in high school, but I've joked that I would never be able to make a run for office because there are too many photos of me in college floating around somewhere on Facebook where I'm doing keg stands. Now, whether or not that's true is another story, but nevertheless, it's a story that I've told myself and bought into. Past versions can also create imposter syndrome. For example, the goal of this podcast, and what I know my calling is to empower women and remind them of the badass they have living inside. And honestly, one of the biggest things that made me hesitate in starting this podcast and stepping into my calling was an old version of me who gossiped and talked shit on other women. My imposter syndrome would say, "Who are you to be a coach and a women's empowerment champion when you used to talk badly about other women?" And you know, I look back on that version of me who said those things, and my first inclination is to cringe, to feel guilt and shame, to retreat, to tell myself there is no way I can do what I know I'm meant to do because of this skeleton in my mental closet. But the next inclination I had was to be compassionate. When I was in that place, I was full of self-loathing. I was hurting inside, and hurt people hurt people. The things I'd say were projections of my own issues onto others who didn't deserve it. I'm not saying that makes it okay, but it's definitely helped me to be more compassionate now to others who have parts of their pasts that they too aren't proud of and are being held back by. If we let these old versions of us hold us back out of fear, then we cannot and will not embrace our future nor our calling. And that's not fair to the person we are becoming, to our highest self, nor is it fair to those who would benefit from our gifts if only we lived in the light and lived all out. Leveling with you, I really didn't want to record this episode. Just ask my producer, Chase. He's like, hey, you gonna record that Mindset Monday episode that drops next week? And I was just having such a hard time doing it because admitting this publicly, it's, you know, it's pretty painful. It's pretty uncomfortable. And, you know, as the host of a show that's geared towards uplifting other women, you can only imagine the discomfort in admitting publicly that there have been times when I was, quite frankly, a catty bitch. But this morning, I got the sign that I needed to speak this into the world. Here's what happened. I received a text from a dear friend, and if you are listening with kids, you may want to pause and revisit because I'm about to drop an F-bomb. But just last night, I was telling this friend that I am so excited to see her step into a place of giving zero fucks. And lo and behold, this morning, she sends me a screenshot of a text thread that she woke up to. So she's in a group text, and there are two people in this group text who apparently forgot that she was in it too. And they started talking shit on her. So she made her presence known and called it out. And she sent me their one-off replies after she sent this text of like, wow, I'm in here, hello. One of them owned up that she's in a really bad place. And you could tell this apology was genuine and that there was either a lesson or a light bulb moment that was needed for this person. The other woman wasn't there yet. She was just sorry she got caught. It was very apparent in reading her reply. But again, like I said a few minutes ago, hurt people hurt people. So here's the point. We all have said or done things that we regret, that we aren't proud of, or that we're maybe even ashamed of. But if you've evolved out of that behavior, you need to be kind to that past version of yourself. There's a concept that I think is very helpful here, so I'm going to put my coaching hat on for a moment and share this with you. I recently completed a coaching certification with Kayla Kraft of Mommy Millionaire and Dr. Jen Chrisman, and there were many impactful learnings, but one that really resonated and stuck with me was this concept of the passengers on the bus. This metaphor really helps to explain how the past versions of us or past states of being can influence us today. So let me give you an example. I've told you about my strict Italian dad on past episodes, and we have a great relationship today, but I grew up feeling controlled and rather powerless because at home I was. And if I'm not aware of that version of me, little Alacia, guess what happens when I feel invalidated, controlled, or powerless today? The inner child who's longing for control, power, or validation will come and take the wheel of the bus. And when little Alacia drives the bus, she might cause me to fall into people-pleasing behavior, to get angry, to be disobedient, or even spiteful. Becoming aware of this pattern and this version of myself allows me to give little Alacia what she needs. If I ignore her, she gets louder. If I stop the bus to fight with her, which looks a lot like getting frustrated or angry with myself, I also stop moving towards my desired destination. But when I give her what she needs, she gets quiet and I keep driving to the destination that I have chosen. So, how do you embrace your old versions and give them what they need to keep your passengers as passengers and not have them become drivers? Think about who you've been throughout your life so far. Visualize these past versions of you. Gently and non-judgmentally check in with them. What needs weren't met that made them act the way they did? Go into your mind right now if you can and visualize your highest self spending time with those past versions of you and meet their needs now. What that looks like for me as I heal some of my issues from childhood is I'll picture my favorite childhood memories. For me, the most vivid, happy childhood memories were playing on my grandparents' farm in Iowa. I can smell the grass. I can smell the hogs down the road, which oddly, I love that smell because of that. And it's like I'm there right now. I feel the warm sun on my skin. And my highest self comes and meets little Alaysia and plays with her and gives her what she needed, whether it was cuddles or attention or reading to her, validating her. And look, I fully get that this might sound super woo-woo, and I totally recognize that different things work for different people, but this exercise of checking in with the past versions of me who need something and giving it to them has been a game changer for me personally. So if you haven't heard of this concept or you haven't tried this, give it a whirl. I'd love to hear how you feel after doing it. So remember, past versions of you are the passengers on the bus. They will always be there. You can't throw them off, however rowdy and loud and annoying they might get. So just check in with them, give them what they need, and have compassion for yourself both today and for those old versions of you. Becoming aware of them, acknowledging them, spending time with them is how you can move forward and reach the desired destination. And as a side note, be warned. The versions of you that you don't particularly like, they'll usually pop up right when you're getting ready to go to that next level. If you're unaware of them, they'll start driving the bus and they're gonna take you on a detour far away from that next level and find a way to sabotage you. So awareness here is key. So bottom line, we all have baggage, we all have wounds. We'd all be a lot better off if we stopped judging ourselves and canceling each other, whether it's for things we've done in the past or even who we are in present day. As the Bible says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm about to swear right after quoting the Bible, so forgive me for that. But just know we all have our shit. And no one talks about it, which is exactly why I am talking about it. And trust me, I am still working through a lot of things. I am far from perfect, but I'm done pretending that I am and trying to be, and I want you to be done with that too. So in closing, don't let your past hold you back anymore. Embrace your past and embrace your future along with it. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alaysia Citro. That's AlaysiaCitro and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.